You can't ban music, the crowd chants at this concert by the Russian band Ice Peak. Anastasia Kristina and Nikolai Kostilyov say the authorities shut down around half the concerts of their recent tour. They say they were repeatedly searched and questioned, and even arrested for several hours in Siberia. Nikolai Kostilyov says they almost got used to seeing police officers turn up at their concerts.
It felt completely surreal. We sing a few songs and the secret services chase us through the whole city. Yes, some of our songs do have a political message, but the political stuff is such a small percentage of our work. So you think to yourself, what would happen if we were actually a political group? They wouldn't let us perform at all.
The band says the problems presumably started because of their song called «Смерти больше нет», or «Death no more». I pour kerosene into my eyes. The whole of Russia is watching me. Let it all burn. In the video, Anastasia Kresnina sings these lyrics while pouring gasoline over herself outside the seat of the Russian government. The band also eats raw meat in front of Lenin's mausoleum on Red Square and drinks blood outside the Kremlin walls. The images are shocking in the Russian context, and Ice Peak certainly know that. When they first posted the newly released video on their Facebook page, they wrote, "Hope the Russian government won't block it. Lol." Ice Peak isn't the only group that's recently had problems with the authorities. Last year, over 40 concerts were shut down. Musicians of all genres were accused of extremism. In December, dozens of artists took to the stage against the tough stance of the Kremlin, including a concert supporting the band Ice Peak. But while the crackdown has created a huge sense of solidarity, it's also shaken the music scene, as some of the performers explain backstage at the gig.
Lately, there seems to be an unspoken rule for musicians. If you so much as touch on politics, you'll have problems.
This situation would make any musician want to write about it. It politicizes people who otherwise wouldn't be interested in political protest at all.
Добрый день, уважаемые коллеги.
Vladimir Putin seems to know this as well. At a meeting of the Arts Council at the end of last year, the Russian president criticized the crackdown and signaled a change in the Kremlin's strategy towards youth culture.
Rap and other modern music is based on three pillars: sex, drugs, and protest. Our biggest concern is the drugs, of course. They clearly lead to a degradation of the entire society. If this music is impossible to stop, then we have to lead and direct it properly.
The question is how to do that. Putin has now instructed his administration to come up with a plan to support modern music by September. Political scientist and art historian Ilya Grashchenkov thinks the debate about music reveals issues key to the current government's survival. After all, many of the demonstrators at recent opposition protests in Russia have been young people.
What we've seen so far is an attempt by the Kremlin to label anything it doesn't understand as non-existent, useless, and wrong. But now the main thing is for it to re-establish communication with the young generation, to understand who they are, what they want, and how to deal with that.
Back at Ice Peak's concert, the audience is being asked to shout along if they're in pain. The crowd sings along to the lyrics of Ice Peak's hit song, Skazka, or Fairy Tale. I'm from a Russian fairy tale, I don't care where you are from. I'm not scared of daylight, there's enough darkness everywhere anyway, they chant. Many in the crowd here are young, and they say they relate to the gloomy, gothic hopelessness of the band's lyrics and music. Today's concert goes ahead without problems. The band says they were always determined to continue touring, despite all the problems they had with the authorities. And Anastasia Kryznina puts what happened down to a clash of generations.
People who grew up with the internet and who don't watch state-controlled TV have grown up and have learned how to think critically. State propaganda doesn't work on them. The government's noticed that they've noticed they're losing control. Now they've decided to correct youth culture, to somehow bend it back into its old shape. But the process can't be stopped anymore, and we certainly won't censor ourselves.
No. Now we want to be even harsher, even more radical, and even more interesting.
Ice Peak's dark and sarcastic music has clearly touched a nerve with young Russians. Their singles have millions of views on YouTube, and their trouble with the authorities has gotten the band a lot of publicity. Instead of silencing them, it has made them one of the voices of a new generation the Kremlin is now pushing to connect with. Emily Sherwin, DW, Rizan.